The Iraqi government says its military forces are on the offensive. They're fighting Sunni militants who've seized control of large parts of northern and western Iraq. In the meantime, the country's top Shiite religious figure is also calling for political rivals to come together. That's something the Obama administration says it wants to see. But the situation on the ground in Iraq has created a sense of urgency in Washington and some strange bedfellows, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
The White House has made it pretty clear. Nouri al-Maliki is part of the problem. Iraq's prime minister is from a Shiite political party. It's close to Iran. And he has refused to share political power with Iraq's other major players, especially with Arab Sunnis. But Maliki's spokesman, Zuhair al-Nahar, says the prime minister is ready to be more inclusive.
Prime Minister Maliki believes that Iraq and the political system cannot work without effective Sunni participation. Prime Minister Maliki is reaching out and he has said that we are willing to start a new page, a new start with anyone who has grievances.
The problem is Iraq might not have the luxury of time to work out those long-standing political grievances now that Sunni militants from ISIS are knocking on the doors of the Iraqi capital.
Clearly, the military situation adds urgency to everything.
John Negroponte is a career diplomat and a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq. He says it might be time for more direct U.S. military action.
I wouldn't rule out airstrikes, but I wouldn't rule them in either. That's something ultimately only the president can decide to do. But one thing I'm quite confident of is that the Iraqi army and the Iraqi armed forces and the Iraqi government is going to push back against what ISIS has been doing.
The government in Baghdad is asking for American help, and it's starting to get some. The Obama administration has sent U.S. military advisors to Iraq. Armed U.S. drones were reportedly in the skies over the Iraqi capital today. And now the White House is asking Congress for $500 million for moderate Syrian rebel groups. They're fighting across the Iraqi border in Syria against the regime of Bashar al-Assad. They're also fighting ISIS. And here's where things start to get complicated. In a bizarre twist of fate, the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran are allies in Iraq. They both want to help the government in Baghdad defeat those Sunni militants from ISIS, but common interests between the U.S. and Iran end there, says Iraq expert Michael Knights with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
The Iranians want to build up the Shia militias. The United States wants to push a more gentle, population-focused approach to do with cutting deals with the Sunnis. And the US believes that the Iranian approach, the military-only approach, is one that will only exacerbate the problem as it has in Syria.
Knights says the Obama administration is beginning to move in the right direction by becoming more of a player on the ground in Iraq and Syria.
Because the US has significant strategic interests in these places, and it needs to shape the outcome. But sometimes providing a little support late in the game is as useless as providing none at all.
For example, Knights points to those 300 American military officers for Iraq. Iran, by contrast, is believed to have 3,000 of its own advisors in Iraq already. If Washington wants to influence outcomes, Knights says it will have to ramp up U.S. involvement in a big way. For the time being, though, the country appears to be headed toward a military stalemate, says Kevin Kilcullen. He's a former advisor on counterinsurgency in Iraq at the U.S. State Department.
What we're going to find is that although the Sunni groups can't capture the rest of the country, the Iraqi government won't be able to retake the ground that it's lost. And the Kurds are busy not trying to fight anybody else, but just to consolidate their autonomy. So I think it's going to settle down naturally into three spheres of influence.
By some accounts, Iraq has already been split up into de facto Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish regions. But Kilcullen says that doesn't mean the violence is going to stop anytime soon. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.